Hey, dude, guess what tonight?
What?
Pool party, my house, 8 o'clock.
Welcome to Pool Party Radio. This is the number one cup podcast in all of a little end table over there. I'm your host, Parker, joined as always by co-host Jason Razorman, Frizzman.
Hey, good to see you again.
I'm talking to you via Skype. I can see you. Yeah, we are talking via Skype. I know that some podcasts out there who do their stuff on the real radio have a problem with Skype, but Corey can... is not cool for saying that.
Yeah, you want to talk some shit?
We're waiting here. We're waiting to take your call, Corey.
Give us a call.
We'll meet you in Second Life. We'll pay the $14.99 to get a vampire character, and we will suck your blood, Corey. Anyway.
We're also joined here, also via Skype, because there's nothing wrong with that, by Acid Pop Cult's own Jeremy Morrison.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Yes, thanks for being here. You're a little bit sick. I'm getting over being sick, so we're going to sound like some real old sickos on this episode.
I'm perfectly healthy. Did you guys get into any sick stuff this weekend, or were you all just like nursing yourselves back to health?
I went to the sick convention. That's where I got sick. It was very... I should have seen it coming, you know?
It's very obvious.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I'm sick because of my own stupidity. It hit the 40 degree mark, so I broke out my shorts, even though there's still like 2 feet of snow on the ground. And I've been walking around in shorts for the past 2 days, and so now I'm getting a cold because I'm dumb. But it's like a fucking heat wave. It's been negative, you know, but here, so.
Mm-hmm.
That's understandable.
And it just like dropped immediately.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. It was like 70 during the day the other day. So I was like, all right, well, it's going to be warm from now on. And then I went out to take the trash out, and it was like at night, and it was suddenly like 30 degrees. They trick you. They trick you to give you diseases in this world.
Well, this is in California, because you live in a desert, if I'm not mistaken. You're surrounded by giant, frightening fallout bugs and desert weather, which is like scalding hot during the day and then freezing at night.
Yeah, it's the
breaks.
It's the most tricky kind of weather.
That's the state slogan, the Golden State, home to the trickiest kind of weather.
Mm-hmm. But I do want to mention real quick that we're having Jeremy Morrison on the show because A, he hasn't been on the show since October, which is way too long.
Yes.
And B, because we got into a fake internet fight this week.
Yeah, we did.
It was. I say that it was a fake internet fight. Because A, it was on the internet. B, it was fake to Jeremy, and I thought that it was a real fight.
Yeah,
it takes a big man to admit that, though.
Yeah, no,
yeah, and I do appreciate you having me on, and I do. I just want to say publicly that I do apologize for going hard at you in the paint, as I would say.
I was the Jason Terry in this situation.
And I was just charging all over your ass. No, but I just woke up, you know, and apparently you were listening to one of our previous episodes, and which we were joshing you on it. And I woke up to a tweet that was all caps. So I thought you were yelling at me. So I just started, and you were yelling at me about psych. So I just started tweeting you psych quotes, and you took it the wrong way.
Oh, I don't watch psych. I didn't understand your reference.
Well, when you called me a cranky Gus, I was like, oh, Gus is a character on the show. He must know. He must be watching psych now. So that's why I did it. And then, like, all of a sudden I was blocked. And so I emailed you immediately with tears in my eye. Like, dude, I'm so sorry. Like, I thought we were playing around. I even woke Danielle up from a sound sleep. I was like, Parker's mad at me. He just blocked me. And she's like, you woke me up for this internet drama. Fuck you. Take the kids to school. I'm like, I can't drive the car. I'm shaking.
Yeah, this is that's the only reason to wake up your significant other is to tell them about what's happening on the internet.
I know, right?
This she sounds like the worst Seinfeld plot ever.
Yeah. And then, later on in the day, some pretzels made me extremely thirsty.
I can't stay hydrated!
This is why I try to stay off of Twitter. It's nice having a mask to get behind now with this all fan 667 thing.
Yeah,
I have to deal with this. Nothing's real anymore on Twitter.
That's true, and it's something that's catching on. Apparently,
it's surreal. Yeah, like not only did I take on the Sawfan 667 nomiker, but now there's a Sawfan 665 who is also in all caps and talks to you quite a bit, or talks at you sexually.
Yeah.
Wanting to rub your beard and whatnot. And now there's a Sawfan 001. So people are just taking the serial numbers from the last three digits. I'm waiting for like people to actually fill up Sawfan 002 through Sawfan 664. It's going to be a while, I think, but
probably. Also, I think these people are they're unofficial, unauthorized. Because I do think that to become a Sawfan, you need Sawfan 666's blessing.
I thought so, too. But apparently that's not the case. I mean, it's a which came first situation. Like, who blessed Sawfan to become Sawfan 666? We never bothered to ask him that, did we?
No.
Darren Bowsman.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Tobin Bell or something. But yeah, if we just... I'm sure if we asked him anything about that, he would just reply in all caps that we buy his shirts. Which you can find at sawfan666.com, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd recommend that, but I don't think we get a straight answer out of them. So yeah, they're popping up. There's a rash of Sawfans out there, and I feel kind of responsible for this. But I don't know who they... I really have no idea who these people are.
It's very strange.
Kind of disturbing.
Yes, the internet's been weird this week.
Yeah.
mea culpa. It's my fault.
Yeah, I take full responsibility. No, I don't. I actually don't. I don't know what they're going to be doing. So
yeah, you're not responsible for this. You're just living your life.
Yeah, I'm just Sawfan 667. I'm one man.
Mm-hmm. One man and seven hot dogs.
Yep, so many hot dogs, keeping powerful and strong.
Mm-hmm.
Tumblr is looking great, though. Got to say, gentlemen, you're posting some excellent stuff. I thought I'd take a little minute here to compliment you both.
Thank you.
I feel like I reblogged the shit out of both of you.
That sounds so dirty. Say it again, slower. drop it down an octave.
I feel like I reblogged the shit out of both of you. I hope that came through. I couldn't actually.
That's good. Next week on South Park. No, I appreciate that, though. Like, I'll wake up or even just, like, if I'm taking a shit all of a sudden, you know, I have my phone in my hand and it just pops up, like, you know, reblog. I'm like, yeah, somebody. Oh, it's just one person, but I'll take it. I'll take it.
I'm nutty for this shit, man. I can't stop with the Tumblr. It's
yeah, and it's, I think the last time
I want.
The last time I was on, you had just started the account, and the time before that, you were so anti having an account. So you've grown so much in my last three appearances.
Yeah, I'm part of the Borg now. It's insane.
Well, you're a man. You're a man.
Thank you.
Next time,
I think it's a lot to do with it too.
Next time Jeremy's on, you're going to be Tumblr famous.
As they say. I hope so.
You're going to be Japcorg galore number two.
I want to be a Tumblr recluse after that. Like, you'll come back and I'll be like the Brian Wilson of Tumblr. I'll be doing this in my bathrobe with a larger beard than I have now.
I only do the hits.
Yeah, I only reblog good stuff, damn it. We used to be good at tumbling.
Less than 500,000 likes, you ain't getting it.
What else have you been getting into? I mean, you said you were a little bit sick this past weekend and whatnot, but did you do anything of particular note?
Let's see. Since I recorded the last episode of Acid Pop Cult, which you can find at acidpopcult.wordpress.com, I took my oldest kid to a Bulls game. That was fun.
Oh, fuck. That's awesome.
did a live show in Racine, Wisconsin, which was fun, you know, but it was a drive. And then tonight I just had both kids were second and third grade plays. So, yeah, I've been busy as like a father figure. That's weird for me.
What were the plays about?
Well, it was all one play, and it was about bugs. Oh. Spelled B-U-G-Z because they're hips.
These goddamn public schools, they don't even teach kids how to spell bugs properly.
and to be honest with you, like I was recording it and I was taking a bunch of photos, and the songs that they were singing were really catchy, but I don't know the story line. I don't know the plot very well because I was just too busy laughing at all the cute little kids. So that's something I'm going to have to get back to you guys on a replay with. I don't know. My oldest kid, Gabe, he had one line, and my youngest, who's in the second grade, Ryan, he was in the choir. So
would you say that they caught the acting bugs?
They're weird. It's so weird because Gabe has been like balls deep in a story that he wants to write. He's been talking about the story and he's like, it's got to be 3 pages. I want to write a book. My teacher, you know, wants to read it when I'm done. And it's a cute story, but he hasn't finished it yet. And Ryan is he's completely introverted. Like, he doesn't like going out to places around crowds. He doesn't like going to the Bulls games whenever it's his turn to go. Like, he likes it, but he doesn't like it. Like, he sits there in this clammed up state, but then once we get home, it's like, oh, I had so much fun. It's like, you would never know. Like, you'd think I was like torturing the kid or something.
Right. That's how I do. I can relate to this kid.
No, yeah, and me too. Like, that's how I was as a kid. Like, I identify with my youngest more as like how I remembered being as a kid. And so who knows, you know, but the writing thing with Gabe, like, I don't know if that's because he knows that I'm working on a new screenplay or if he knows that he just likes to write or tell stories, you know, like, I don't know where it's coming from, but all of a sudden it's like, I want to write this book. I want to write this book. It's got to be 3 pages long. And Danielle's like, that's not really a book. And I was like, bitch, you read like shit that they have in their room. It's like one sentence per page. He's got like he's got a page full of words. That's he could do an entire series. He's like J.K. Rowling up there.
Yeah, just do like 8 words per page. And then the rest of it's illustrations on the page. Like, at that age, that's what matters, really.
Yeah.
That's what brings in the bucks. Am I right?
That's what I was telling her. I was like, I wish one of them knew how to draw. Because then I fucking wouldn't have to work so hard to not do anything for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I appreciate this kid's work ethic, too, because I've been working on a book for like a year and a half, and I've got about 3 pages in. So he's got the right idea. 3 pages. That's the pivotal point in your book writing.
That's like a Stephen King novella. Come on.
Yeah. All he's got to do is throw in some poop jokes and a sex scene, and he's written a Stephen King story over there.
Yeah. It's like It Too, Second Coming. Yeah.
And, of course, yeah, he'll need, like, a psychic clown or, like, a scary little kid, of course. Because Stephen King has written one story in his life.
You're now tuned into the Pod Awful Channel. Hot Awful.
By Quarterly Women's Social Club.
Dazed and Convicted.
Pool Party Radio.
The Devil's Advocate.
The Projection Booth.
Awful Flicks. PodAwful.net.
Speaking of writing one story, let us read the emails, Mr. Frisbee, because we have some.
Yeah, we got a few this week. Our first one is from Dave. It's titled Podcast Squishy Beef. And he says, hi, guys. I'm trying to write emails that make more sense, so here goes nothing. Thanks for clearing up that Shelly Koala's name is actually Shelby Cobra's. I'm also glad to hear my favorite podcatters squash their beef over the whole punch Parker in the face deal. I'm already kind of put off because he's gone away from butchering Shelby's name. So he really is turning a new leaf. Kind of strange there. That's good. I mean, you know, Shelby's a podcat, bro.
Well, or is he? He was doing some crap talk this week on their program. These guys, I don't even understand those Ilkons. They went on and on about how cyberbullying is bad, and then they cyberbullied us. After they talked about how kissing contests was cyberbullying them, they're like, "Oh, these kissing contest guys have been talking a lot of crap about us. You know who sucks? Pool Party."
Yeah, I heard that too. Earlier on, though, he did mention that he did write us that long email, and we read probably like a quarter of it.
Well, he said the N word in it like 80 times. I had to edit that out.
Yeah. You can't say that stuff.
You can't write us with that kind of trash, Shelby Cobus.
It's 2014. You're crying out loud.
Send that email in March.
For March Madness? What? I don't...
Black History Month. Come on, guys.
Yeah, Shelby Cobus. You can't be spouting that kind of hatred. Not this time of year.
You guys any other time of year is fine.
Yeah, any other time of the year is okay to send us the N-word.
That's what CNN taught me.
Well, I'm not on Twitter, so I have no beefs. I'm too busy not paying attention to that stuff.
You know,
so as far as I know.
Can I just comment that I seen the Shelby Cobra Parker squabble on Facebook the day that Parker and I had our beef. So, Parker, I think you just had an off day that day.
I think probably. So. Well, emotions have been running high in the podcast world because Mark Fredo made fun of me recently for liking anime. And then Mike Dick on Kissing Contest started that contest where you're supposed to punch me. And then Kissing Contest and Ilkon have been fighting. And then Illogical Contraption and Pot Awful have been fighting. And then Jesse from Pot Awful got broke up with on Valentine's Day. I'm high strung over here. I got anxiety. There's a lot of stuff happening. Emotions are running high.
I don't get any news of this shit until we read emails like this, though. See, that's the thing. Like, you've been going through all of this. You basically recounted like an episode of Monday Night Raw. For as much as we got into wrestling for a hot minute, it's like this is still very relevant. I mean, these are all pretty powerful storylines that you're talking about.
Yeah, we need to be right. Yeah, we all need to be writers on wrestling.
You need a fucking finisher, man. Like, you can't be having all these beefs and no way to finish a match. What's your finisher?
I don't know.
Final parkour.
Yeah.
There you go.
You just run around the ropes and then swanton bomb somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just run up their chest and face and that's it.
Well,
it doesn't really do much but push them back and they get confused, but
just long enough for a three count. There's like, so what happened?
It looks kind of like a Rey Mysterio move, but it's like, that was supposed to finish him. Better do the parkour again.
Well, I decided today that if I ever get into a fight, I'm just going to start screaming that I work for Dick Jones. And so I think that's my finisher. Like, if somebody's beating me up, I'll just go, I work for Dick Jones, and then they'll stop. And then I've won the match.
That better be on Facebook by the end of the night.
Oh, well, I posted it there right before the show, as a matter of fact.
Oh, well, son of a bitch, I would go like that. You might even get a share.
Nice.
Oh, my God. Well, for the rest of this email, he says, my core four podcast have always been Ilkon Pool Party Junk Food Dinner and Kissing a Cop Contest. That's the name. Kissing a Cop Contest. Mm-hmm. So it's scary. They love cops there. So it's scary to hear you guys start shit with each other. But then it's fun to hear you make up later. It's like mommy and daddy love each other again. And then I feel safe. The Logical Contraption was my first real podcast. So they will always be pussy good, but Pool Party is the podcast I would stick my fleshlight in, or maybe I would stick my fleshlight in Junk Food Dinner and just fuck Pool Party raw dog with no fleshlight. I appreciate the term raw dog. It's so gross. Kissing contest, I would just do whatever is appropriate according to the laws of their jurisdiction. That's probably a good idea. Mm-hmm. Either ways, thanks to all of you. From Dave, sent via his Samsung dumbest phone in the galaxy, is all caps.
Nice.
Well, Dave, you're welcome.
Yeah, I want to say that we have, I think we should go ahead and squash all the pool party beefs right now.
That sounds a good idea. Again, this is news to me. So yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, we're all the beefs are officially squashed right now. And then Chung Fu Dinner, we never get into any beefs on that show, really. There's no police involvement over there, and everything's confidential, so we're pretty laid back, but all the pool party beefs are squashed.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time Corey makes fun of us.
Yeah, which
until Sunday.
I guess that'll be inevitable, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Till next.
Now, he's
Sunday.
Actually been really complimentary. He's been saying like awesome stuff about our latest shows. So that's good.
True. He's very nice, and I feel that he would not make fun of me because I bought a Lotso doll that I plan on hugging and snuggling while I sleep.
What's a Lotso doll?
He's the bad guy from Toy Story 3.
Oh. Okay, as the pink bear thing?
Yeah, it's like the pink bear that smells like strawberries. He's very soft, and, you know, I really just wanted one to cuddle.
That's nice.
So I feel like he's the one guy who wouldn't make fun of me for that, because we're Disney bros.
Disney, I like Disney bros.
Hmm?
Just... You're a Disney bro, too. You're an adult Disney fan.
Yeah, I got the kids, so I'm rediscovering my Disney love. It's like, oh, fuck, Aladdin was a good movie.
Yo, this is what I want to talk about. Did you take your kids to see Lego Movie yet?
No, not yet, because I keep grounding them.
Oh, shit. Like, you need to unground them right away and take them to that movie as a reward for not being grounded.
Yeah, we're probably going to take them tomorrow. They're so dickish in their behavior. It's like, we're going to go Saturday, they got grounded. Then we're going to go Sunday, then they got grounded again. And then Monday, and then they got grounded. And then Tuesday... they got ground. And tonight we have the school play, so tomorrow we're probably going to take them.
Jesus, you're like a real dad, like grounding your kids weekly.
I know. It's fucked up. Man. I'm a parent.
you're doing dad stuff, grounding your kids. Holy cow.
Oh, and I don't spare the rod here. Like, I'll beat the fuck out of a kid, too, if he starts mouthing off.
He'll do a parkour on his face. A parkour.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a Lego like, movie, though.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah, go ahead.
Park, have you seen it? Have you seen Lego Movie?
No, I've been meaning to, but I saw The Robot Cop instead.
Oh, yeah.
Which...
You guys, yeah, you all need to see Lego Movie. I'm infatuated with this film.
I've heard good things. And I like those guys. They made Clone High, the guys who directed it, and that's one of the best shows.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just wondering, Jason, did you see the Lego Batman movie?
No, but there is a Batman in this Lego film.
Yeah. Last year they put out the Lego Batman movie, and that's pretty fun. It's got Superman and Lex Luthor and the Joker and shit, and they use Danny Elfman's score, and the opening to the movie is like the exact same as the 89 Tim Burton Batman, but it's with the Lego bat symbol. Like, it's really cool how they do it. It's a fun movie. So no doubt I'll love the Lego movie, because that involves the entire universe. So it's like every Lego character, correct?
Yeah, and it's totally self-referential and funny, and it deconstructs like typical movie plots in lieu of using this universe of Lego figures. I could go on and on about this, but I won't, because that would be the entire episode. I'm just going to write the longest letterboxed review for this film and so many essays. It's a, yeah, I like those. The ones you're talking about, they use their own type of physics. Like, you know, they're still doing cool stuff. But in this movie, it's all based on like the fact that, you know, they're these Lego toys, so they have claws for hands, and everything's kind of absurd. I don't know. It's great. It's fucking great. It's really good.
Nice.
So yeah, anyway. Unground your kids. Go see that film. Or hope that they don't be dickish or something.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We already threatened them that we're not going tomorrow, but I know we're going to, just because they're going to their mom's house this weekend. So, yeah, we're going tomorrow for sure.
Right on.
I dig
that. We got another email here. It's titled, "Keep Up the Great Work, Fellas." It's from Andreas and says, Hi, I just want to tell you guys how appreciative I am of you doing this incredible podcast every week. It is simply the best. That's awesome. Thank you. I've been listening to most of your episodes, and I now felt the need to pet my favorite little podcat. That's pretty sensual.
Yeah.
Just a little. Just to let it know that I love it and truly consider it to be pussy good. This is really sensual. I didn't make that tie-in, actually, between podcat and pussy good, but it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have any constructive feedback to give you guys, since there is nothing I would want to change about the show. Well, it could be longer. Maybe we could get a new episode every day instead of once a week. Oh, we could get a 2-hour long episode every day. Yes, consider that a challenge.
Wow, for somebody with no constructive criticism, that is a lot.
That is, yeah.
Yeah.
That is a lot of demands.
It's asking quite a bit, yeah.
I've got no criticism, but if you could do 10 times the work, I would appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what we'd end up talking about at that length. Like, once a week, that gives us time to get out of the house and do things and whatnot.
But we all, like, we do have a time limit that we always go over. And then once we go over that time limit by 20 minutes, we go, well, we had all these other things planned, but we've got no time for them. See you next week. So maybe we probably do. We could do it, I guess, since every week we come up with a lightning round that we never get into.
Yeah. But I mean, that time limit is there just so we can break it, essentially, just to show that we're rebels. And we can break rules, right?
Yeah. We're not paying attention to no shitty time limit. Cop.
Yeah, this is rock and roll high school forever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, says, well, either way, I want to say that as long as you keep on doing episodes, I'll be here listening, watching, praying in the shadows, and creepily trying to pet you when you aren't looking. Shh, don't be afraid. Just go back to recording your show. Good. Good. That's how it reads on this email. Oh, and by the way, Parker, you've got to tell us that story of how you killed someone. It is truly about time you let us know. Did you already tell that story?
I did tell that story, but it was a long time ago. So maybe I'll tell it again next week. We'll build up to it. We'll tease it this week. Maybe I'll tell it again next week. But yeah, I did tell it a long time ago. It was an episode that Mike Dick was on. I remember that because I remember feeling better that he didn't find that story to be too ghoulish.
Oh, I remember this now. Yeah. Shit, I forget what we were talking about that episode, but I remember you telling that story because I remember what the story was.
Yeah, maybe I'll retell it. That's the essence of radio, is telling stories over and over again. At least that's what I've learned from Adam Carolla, who has 3 stories.
And that sounds like life, baby. Telling stories over and over again.
Yeah, so maybe I'll tell it again next week for everyone who missed it.
Oh, yeah, what?
I'll tell it again for everyone who missed it, I suppose.
Okay. Andreas says, P.S., I'm from Sweden. And I reserve myself potential misspelling and bad grammar. This seemed mostly good.
Yeah.
To me.
Andreas, I appreciate your support.
Sorry.
No. Okay. I'm just being a dick. I don't know why. I guess this is why internet beefs get started.
That's true. It's easy to start internet beefs these days.
Man, I just read the emails. This is it.
I'm from New York.
Oh, my God. Josh is here.
Oh, my God. Josh is here. How's it going, guys?
It's going pretty good.
I heard somebody was talking some shit last week. What's all this business about talking shit?
Talking shit about you?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Or at least about my podcast. It doesn't get made regularly, something like that. And I figured if I don't do my own show, I'm going to do somebody else's show because fucking whatever.
That's understandable.
This is like wrestling. I can't believe we've just been invaded.
That's true.
By Entertainment Tonight.
This is what they
Entertainment
call...
Entertainment Tonight is running wild.
This is
Mentertainia is running wild up in this bitch.
This is
I don't
what...
think Holster ever said that, but he should.
He probably did. But this is what they call in the wrestling business a run-in. We've just been run-in.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I just got hit in the head with a chair.
Well, that's, you know, that's not my fault. I promise.
I'm sitting on a folding chair. Is that part of it?
That's sort of
I'm sitting in a nice comfy chair. If I tried to hit this thing, I would just put it back down on the ground and start sitting again.
No, I found the culprit. It's the vodka.
Oh, yes. That sounds like a really good idea right now, and I didn't think that far ahead.
You should have came in with vodka. That's the number one ingredient to making a weekly podcast, is being very liquored up, I feel.
Are you liquored up?
That would probably work.
I'm actually sick, so I'm not liquored up. I didn't get liquored up, but usually I have a nice glass of red wine.
Yeah.
You should have gone for the NyQuil.
That's true.
That would have been just the most beautiful fever dream. You wouldn't remember any of the recording.
Robotrip through 45 minutes of nonsense and silly shenanigans.
That would be good. It would be like being in ninth grade all over again.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
I made it that far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me too, sort of. Except I was on drugs every day. And then whenever
you cheated.
I did cheat. But yes, as you alluded to, Josh, I wanted to have you on, especially because Jeremy is here. Because this I wanted to speak to you about the importance of doing a podcast every single week.
Oh boy.
I hear that's important, but I'm really bad about it.
But
as usual, I'm the master of just destroyed expectations.
Well, you do a podcast called Mentertainment Weekly, so I feel it's especially important for you to do a podcast every week.
Well, that's part of the joke, right? That's humor? Maybe? Yeah. No, it's not. No, wait,
if I change the name of my podcast to Acid Pop Weekly, I could just go back to doing it like every 3 months.
If you tried to tell me it was for the sake of humor, I would believe you, but I don't think it would help.
I think you're confusing humor with lying to people.
Look, most of the best things I've ever done have involved lying to the people I care about the most. And, you know, it hasn't steered me wrong yet.
Manner after my own heart.
Actually, I know something we can relate to this situation from the storied history of Pool Party media conglomerate. Back when we were just a zine, well, Parker will attest to this more than I can because I joined in later. There were not just weeks or months stretching between issues, but years mm-hmm. between issues. So what was it, 3-2 years down the line? There was just another Pool Party magazine up at stores and cafes and whatnot.
Yeah, I think in like 7 years we did 11 issues or something.
But yeah, so that's not like on a monthly basis at all.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty rough. It was pretty rough. But,
but we made no promises.
See, that's zines. That's how
and we
zines
told
work.
No lies. So
yeah, well, this was all pre-MySpace, so that's like how information like came out. Like, we didn't have news every day back then. It would just sprinkle out a little bit at a time over several years.
Yeah, but just think, if you guys did it like weekly or monthly as a zine, you could be like the Playboy of podcasting right now.
You'd be doing really well on the internet and nobody would be actually buying your magazine.
That's true.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, I really blew it. Really screwed up.
But we learned our lesson, though. So we do this weekly now, is what I was getting at.
Well, I appreciate it, because as somebody who fails miserably at getting out a weekly show, or even a bi-weekly show, even fortnightly, I could do, and I have not done. But
yeah,
someday that'll happen.
I used to struggle with the weekly, and I think this is why Parker wanted us to chat. What was it, Parker? Your best advice was, you got to make the rest of us podcasts look good.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm making you look really good because you're sticking to a schedule and I'm not.
Well, yeah, I suppose
that makes you guys look so professional and I look like just this second-rate baby time.
That is true. You not doing your podcast every week does make Pool Party look better. So
see, that's what I'm really going for here. We're buffers. We're trying to help you.
You're like the jobbers of podcasting, like I was talking
exactly.
about on Twitter the other day.
We're going to bring this all back to wrestling, because it's always, you know, wrestling is really a metaphor for life.
That's true.
We're always wrestling with our demons. Sometimes if you're Kane, you're actually, you know, like kind of a demon, unless you're in a suit and tie instead. But sometimes you were a demon.
And your entire backstory is erased. Speaking of wrestling personas and jobbers, our last email deals with those. Should I get through this one too?
Yeah, let's get to that because we also have like 7 lightning rounds.
Yes.
This is titled "He's a Whore." I don't know who that's in reference to.
Whoa, did they know I was coming on the show? I retired that years ago though.
This one's from Cactus Jack, coincidentally. Ooh. Hi, Parker and Jason. I've been catching up on some of the episodes of yours I've missed. You two have been talking a lot about wrestling. Boy, do we know it. I felt like naming wrestlers that you were talking about from the early 90s with professions. Duke the Dumpster Drosy, the Wrestling Trash Man, Erwin R. Scheister, the Wrestling Accountant, the Repo Man, parentheses, Demolition Smash. I forgot that was his, like, other name. The Wrestling Repo Man. Phantasmo, the Wrestling Magician, Isaac Yankum, who is Kane Hodder, and not Kane Hodder, but Kane.
That would be sweet.
And the Christmas Creature, Jerry Lawler's Wrestling Dentist, Big Boss Man, the Wrestling Policeman, Doink the Wrestling Clown, Honky Tonk Man, the Wrestling Elvis Impersonator, who had no idea who Elvis was, Battle Cat, the Wrestling Furry, maybe? Sorry for a list of nothing and everything. I know a lot about wrestling for some reason. I love you guys and hope nice things happen to you. Instead of mean things like a back rub from Freddy Krueger, which would probably suck.
That's true, but he would probably get the deep tissues and really work out some of that stress.
That's true.
I think it's so cool that there was a wrestler who his whole gimmick was that he worked for the IRS and that he like was just a pain in the ass who wanted you to pay him. I think that's funny.
Really tapping into America's deepest fears.
That's true, especially at the time. Like, the biggest bad guys were the IRS guy and the repo man who would, like, take back your couch.
And the big boss man who would enforce this property alignment. Yeah.
And, I mean, and then there's some, like, I mean, the junkyard dog was a human being, which, what did that even mean?
Yeah. And
I never quite figured that one out, but I was really terrified of that whole prospect of running into that guy.
And he was a good guy. And people were supposed to relate to him because he was so poor, he lived in the junkyard.
He lived in chains, yeah. Like some sort of Greek mythological figure.
Wrestling was very weird back then.
Yeah, but Doink the Clown, but, the worst, scariest.
Doink.
Fuck.
Doink had so many problems as a human being anyway, that the actual Doink persona was probably the least of his problems. But
also being a clown, not so much a day job as a lifestyle, I think.
You have to start saying that.
You have to
being
really
a
commit.
A lifestyle choice.
Like a furry.
It probably, I think, well, it is a sexual thing.
But then again, you know what? That might have been the thing that might have been first.
It was. I know I used to read a lot of Bizarre magazine, and there was a lot of articles about people who dressed up like clowns to have sex. So maybe clown sex people and Doink were the first bronies.
You know what, though? Thinking back to the whole IRS thing, just imagine, like, if that was what was really, you know, it's a good thing that that was a character, like, you know, 15, 20 years ago and not now. Because just imagine, like, it's late at night and, you know, you recorded Raw last week. And you're skimming through it, and you're Wesley Snipes, and that guy comes out, and you just start having, like, nightmare flashbacks. You think, oh, God, this guy, he's in wrestling. They're everywhere. They're going to raid my shit and lock me up again and throw away the key.
That's true. Wesley,
like, just imagine having your worst fears triggered by watching wrestling.
That's what I always have. My worst fears are dudes who look like really muscular babies. So I'm like, oh, no, John Cena, why?
I really hope somebody comes out in, like, a Boogie Boy mask or, like, some sort of baby mask. That would be the most terrifying wrestler. Just a guy in a diaper.
Oh, my God. I'm actually having nightmares now. You know what I also miss? You remember when Goldust's gimmick used to be that he was going to wrestle you and then probably rape you in the ring?
Yeah.
He just was definitely you. About, like, man-on-man sexual assault.
Yeah, now he's just about, like, wrestling dudes. And, like, I don't know. I kind of miss the days where, you know, he was more dangerous than that.
Much more dangerous. Probably the most dangerous.
You know, if the wrestling does tap into American kind of, like, fears or points of, like, sensitive points, then there probably should be a wrestler called the Wolf of Wall Street. But he'd probably go over really well because... What I'm getting from people who see that movie is that they just really like that guy's lifestyle and don't get that he was, like, a piece of shit. So he'd come out and he's like, I'm going to get all your money. And everybody would love him.
I would love him.
I mean, so what we're saying is we need Ted DiBiase, like, well, not even 2.0, 3.0, because 2.0 did not take off.
That's true. I would root for this Jordan Belfort wrestler, though. I thought he was pretty sweet. And, you know, everybody that he took advantage of had to consent. If they would have made more informed opinions and deals, Jordan Belfort, he would have been out of luck. So I respect him. And I think
he used to be in the ministry, didn't he?
Jordan Belfort?
JBL?
Oh, no, that's John Bradfield. Bradshaw Layfield. I'm talking about Jordan Belfort. He's the Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, okay.
But JBL.
Sorry. He was also probably in the ministry.
JBL would be the guy to do that, though. I could see him taking on that that persona pretty easily.
Yeah, JBL was in the corporate ministry. Let's get into this lightning round, though. Shall we? Let me play the song.
I'm glad I showed up to make this show better.
I'm also glad that I made it.
That. For the lightning round.
That lightning round was very quiet. I apologize. Oh, well. It's a live show.
I think I stepped on.
I don't think it was your fault. I turned down the volume on it. But I will let you, Jeremy Morrison, pick our first story, because that's how we do the lightning round now, is we pick and choose.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
We have a story. I've got a few choices for you. We've got Bigfoot is living in the Detroit ruins. VH1 orders a new reality show where people are naked. Pandora knows who you're going to vote for. A guy gunned down a little girl for egging his car. A Utah mom buys all of a store's indecent t-shirts. And according to England, brunettes with 34C boobs are the perfect girlfriend. Which story do you want to talk about, Jeremy Morrison?
Well, I like a downer ending, so let's talk about that car egging story.
Nice.
Oh, I'll top it when we're done, but let's go first.
The story with the most comedy in it.
While you keep going, I'm going to pull up my local news and top it.
I think this is actually local news for Mr. Frisbee, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
Arkansas.
Yeah. An Arkansas man is in custody after he allegedly fired rounds into a car full of teens, an American hero, early Saturday, killing a 15-year-old girl. Little Rock resident Willie Noble faces a bunch of charges. A group of seven teenagers.
I forgot about this. Yeah, this is actually in Little Rock.
Yeah. Teenagers threw eggs, mayonnaise, toilet paper, and leaves at Noble's car. I think every story I saw, like, this is like kind of big news and people are talking about it. Every story I saw of this mentioned in the headline that this was a prank, an egging prank. And I don't get the prank part of this, because it seems to me like it's kids getting together to destroy another person's property.
Which is punishable by a shotgun blast. Like, I don't understand his overreaction in this.
Well, you got to stand your ground, Frisbee. We learned a couple months
ago. I keep
hearing
this. But fuck all if I know what it means. Stand my ground. Yeah.
You know, if Justin Bieber had been shot, nobody would be complaining. They'd be all like, oh yeah, I love this now.
That's true.
That's how this internet works. If it's somebody we've never heard of, you know, that's terrible. But if it's Justin Bieber, they should have done it 10 years ago.
Well, I could just, I could speak from experience on this. Because,
Go on.
I killed Bieber one time.
No. I was just saying, like, 2 years ago, somebody egged my living room window, and it was in November, because my girlfriend's stepdaughter had broken up with some kid, so him and a bunch of his friends had gotten together and just egged the fuck out of her house, and that shit froze, and it sucked to clean. So I understand where, like, I wish I had a shotgun that day. And they're about, well, they were younger. They were about 11, 12. So, yeah, if I'm ready to take out a 12-year-old, fuck it, I'll take out a 15-year-old.
Mm-hmm. I respect that. Oh, no. That's the NSA. You're going to be in trouble for threatening to kill 15-year-olds. According to the dictionary, a prank is a trick of an amusing, playful, or sometimes malicious nature. Where's the playful amusement in destroying some stranger's car?
What did they destroy?
Like the paint?
The paint. That's very expensive.
The entire country is, cold right now. So I'm sure that the egg yolk, fucking froze and that shit. That's hard to get off when it freezes. I sympathize with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's probably got rust. Arkansas is like, we don't get rust on our vehicles in certain areas because it's not ever cold enough to lay down any salt. It's not like Chicago or New York where, everybody's fucking feet are through the bottom of the car running around like the Flintstones because, rust is the best thing ever here. What was I talking about?
Rust.
Vodka. Yeah. seriously, I only see malice. So, yeah, fuck them. They deserve to die.
I agree.
Oh, man, that's awful. I feel bad being on this podcast with you guys now.
Then again, I'm a liberal. What do I know?
Mr. Frisbee, it sounds like you've done a lot of egging in your day because you're very defensive. What's going on here? What would you do if somebody egged your car?
I'm more perplexed by the reaction. I would not shoot somebody for it. I think there's been a rash of these guys, these older delusional men shooting people when leaves blow by. When people are doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing,
you think that destroying other people's property is what you're supposed to be doing in life, Mr. Frisbee?
When you're a kid, come on, I know what it is to pull pranks. You did pranks.
I egged the shit out of somebody's car one time.
Maybe whoopee cushion, but
I remember that one time those guys were trying to just hijack Charles Bronson's car, and he shot three dudes over that.
Mm-hmm. That was Death Wish 8. No more.
I think that was 3. Now, the eggs were probably in 5, the one with the exploding basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I made that up.
Yeah, these guys, all these old dudes are they've been watching Death Wish. They're all old Bronsons. They need to go back to Bronson.
They watched Death Wish, but they were doing it wrong.
No, they they're watching Gran Torino now, and they're like, get off my lawn, stand on my ground.
Yeah, it was what was it? In Mississippi, I think it was in Mississippi. This guy saw, I think, 2 black gentlemen his age. One of them entered the house next door because he had bought the property, and he shot the guy. He shot the guy from his own house living room, through the windows.
Well, that's just, that's his fault. He was black. I mean, you can't be black and buy a house, obviously.
Did the guy survive?
No.
Okay.
Oh, well, then that's a sad story. I feel bad.
You said he shot the guy, but I'm not sure what this guy's marksmanship is through 2 windows.
Wait, that's pretty terrible. Did these kids die in this egging thing?
Just the one kid.
Right. Oh, just the one kid.
But okay. See, you're bringing up something totally different. You're talking about a guy who was clearly very stupid and killed a very innocent person. And in this story, we have a guy getting revenge on people who wronged him personally.
Or maybe he thought he was shooting skeet. He was aiming for the egg, but we all know he's got a sawn-off if he's in Little Rock. So that shit sprays. I mean, that's got a radius of boom. We've all seen Army of Darkness. We know how many deadites a sawn-off will take out at once.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
He was just going for one egg.
Double barrel Remington.
Yeah. Shop smart.
Shop smart.
So, Mr. Frisbee, all right. So somebody eggs your car right in front of you, Mr. Frisbee. What do you do?
I tell them to get the hell away from my car.
But by then, they're already in their car rolling away. You just shake your fist and call it a day?
Yeah, man. I don't own a fucking gun. What am I going to do?
You're not even going to get the license plate number and call 50?
Yeah, likely. I'd probably do that.
Do you think you might?
Is it because you're a cop and you're going to chase him down?
Yeah, man. I'm a kissing contest fanatic. I listen to the most prudent law-abiding podcasts.
Right on.
No, that's not true, because if you were a cop, based on all the news stories I've read lately, you would shoot them, apparently.
That's true.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's true.
You'd be more likely to shoot.
Just shoot first, plant later.
All right, let's move on to a new...
That said, you know what? If I were in that situation, I wouldn't shoot to kill, but those kids might not have a leg anymore.
Would you shoot to thrill?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's my stripper song. Don't give that away.
I guess this story teaches us that if you pull a prank on somebody and you egg their house and then they shoot you, I guess the yolk's on you.
And freeze frame. Credits.
Mr. Frisbee.
Theme music, yes.
I want you to pick the next story.
I really want to do that Mom Who Bought All the Shirts one.
Yeah, that was my second choice.
All right. Let me pull this up. A Utah mom. She's upset about these indecent t-shirts on display at a Utah mall. And she decided, rather than let the kids buy these and worship Satan, she just bought them all. And she plans to return them after the 60 days, or after 59 days of having them, as per their return policy. But she spent like $567 on these shirts to get them off the shelves.
And you know what Hot Topic's doing right now? Like, holy shit, Hem's going through the roof. Send them more.
Yeah.
Oh, was it at Hot Topic? I thought it was at Pacific Sun.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's at PAX Sun.
Which is weirder to me. I would have expected Hot Topic, right? But no, what's PAX Sun got? Like, really devious-looking Stussy signs?
Yeah, these are like the worst shirts. I don't even understand why anybody would buy these shirts. It's just shirts with, like, black and white pictures of girls wearing bras. Like, who would wear that shirt?
That lady missed all of the 2000s and the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or she just became a mom. Like, her kid would not be old enough to wear these shirts. She's in that weird new parent mode that some parents go through. I don't know if you've been through this, Jeremy, but like seen some parents where they want to baby proof the entire world.
Yeah, I let the fucking kids chew on cords. It's like, if it was good enough for me, let them get shocked.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
That's why God invented electrical tape.
So you would let your kids wear shirts that have boobies on them?
Fuck yeah. I mean, yeah. Nice. Yeah. And I mean, they're 9 and 7. That's the joke. It's like they love boobs right now. We just watched Revenge of the Nerds. I talked about it a couple episodes ago. We just watched Revenge of the Nerds, and you know their new fucking favorite thing is hair pie. It's like, why is it so hairy?
I respect.
Try explaining that to a 9-year-old after you get off the shitter.
Just wait until you get a call from the school and you go down there to find out that they were in the hallway just saying, we've got Bush.
Well, you know, it's so stupid because, you know, it'd be like, oh, they're not supposed to talk about politics in school, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if only we could get the politicians to follow suit.
He's got another term coming up, right? That Bush.
Oh shit. I was thinking about making a joke like that and then I didn't even register when you made that fucking joke. Oh, I'm dead in the brain.
Mr. Frisbee, do you think that this tactic is economically sound, where if you don't like something that you should buy all of it?
No, obviously not. Like, this is buying into it, right? I mean, she's basically saying, I can't get enough of this shirt. This community needs more of these shirts with breasts on them.
Maybe she thought she was ending disco.
Maybe she should have thrown eggs at him. Then they couldn't have sold him.
That's true. That
they would shoot her then.
She'd be dead.
Look, man, if she's committed to it, that's the price she's willing to pay.
Maybe maybe it hits the car seat, and now she's, you know, like fucking 6-month-old aborted fetus in the back seat.
What?
Why? Where did that come from?
What the fuck?
Well, you're talking about a new mom. Like, she's a new mom. She doesn't want her kid to, you know, grow up and be a whore, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, she was shielding her son. She was shopping there with her 18-year-old son, who apparently...
Oh, God.
Oh, her adult son.
Yeah.
I don't want you wearing
adult
these.
Son.
Yeah. yeah, I guess that is what she was doing, was shielding her adult son who can vote and go to strip clubs from these t-shirts with boobies on them.
Where was this, Utah?
You can smoke all the cigarettes you want, but don't you dare look at that shirt with the woman whose nipples are covered.
Yeah, Salt Lake City.
I don't want you taking this to bring them young.
Josh, I will let you pick.
I was going to say, when reached for comment, the owner of the Pac Sun said, "Those are my shirts. I have a right to sell them."
Nice. That's true.
Yeah.
That's the perfect joke.
Hey, I'm from New York.
I will let you pick, Josh. The last story, Josh.
Okay, well, I'm going to talk about that local news story where the children were shot. No, I'm not. That was But trust me, when you mentioned that one earlier, all I could think of was the fact that, like, two kids got shot here last week. And this, don't move here.
Were they dickhead kids?
One of them was 2 and the other one was 6. And it sounded like it was a drive-by on a birthday party. So
those are the
worst
ages. I
can't wait to move.
Oh, my God. You're those in Texas, right?
Very, very South Texas. I wouldn't judge the rest of Texas on my chunk of Texas.
Ah, you guys got South by Southwest. You're cool.
We're below that, so yeah.
I think
we're not the cool South by Southwest part of Texas.
I think that you weren't watching the news. I think that you were watching Menace to Society, that great film. anyway, all right, we'll go with this. We'll go with the VH1 show.
Yeah, let's go with the VH1 show, because that's the one that really had my confusion. I can't say curiosity, but I'm definitely confused.
Yeah.
So please continue.
They will have a show about naked dating. Each episode will feature a man and a woman as they date 2 different and naked suitors.
I love the emphasis, and naked. This sounds like a TV show being plugged on The Simpsons. Like, Troy McClure hosts Naked and Dating. And naked.
The series will explore the art of romance, free of preconceived notions, stereotypes, and yes, clothing. So I'm
we
very
get
into
it.
This.
They're nude, right?
They are going to be nude.
Okay.
And this is VH1.
VH1.
Because didn't Discovery do something very similar? Like they set a man and a woman out in the wild with no clothing, nothing, and it's like, can they survive for 48 hours? Or something like that.
I didn't see that.
It's their first date.
Yeah, did they fall in love at the end?
No, but it was just like, it was like 3 teams of not even couples, like they had just met, you know, get out of the van and go survive in the wilderness as if you were like, you know, Adam and Eve or whatever. And you know, just bare nude, nothing, you know, you have to make your own weapon to kill your own food, to get your own clothing, you know, all that shit. And I had heard that show was announced, but I never watched it. And now VH1 is like, well, because that show did so well, let's do it, but with the, you know, romantic twist or whatever. I don't know. I'm drunk.
It sounds perfect to me. VH1 was responsible for the golden age of television, I feel, when they did all the Rock of Love and Flavor of Love and I Love Money shows. And this is a different company and everything, but if they're getting back in the reality show game, the dating reality show game, then I'm all for it.
See, that's the thing, though. They need to take it back to those glory days. We need naked celebrities going on dates with each other.
That's true. We need Bret Michaels.
Yeah, naked B-list, C-list, or D-list celebrities.
Yep. I think we can do this.
Yeah, we could be on that show.
Yeah, of course.
I didn't mean we could, but, you know, I mean... What's the pay?
When you guys said C or D list, I was like, shit, I'm sorry. I'm too big for you.
You've already been naked on TV.
I know, right?
Your time has passed.
See, the thing I'm afraid of, though, is that a lot of the once the clothes are off, like all the talking head conversation is just going to be like, oh, my God, he's not circumcised. I don't think I can do this. And it's just going to be like 30 minutes a night of that.
Yeah, that's possible. I do kind of wish that they would do the, like, all those, like, I Love the 90s shows again, but with everybody naked. Like, naked Michael Ian Black and naked, what is everybody else who was on those? John Mulaney. Yeah. Sherrod Small.
Ant.
Yeah, Ant especially.
Wow, so basically, man, that's like, a name I haven't thought of in a while.
Nobody has.
It's really just like VH1 to have all the shows that it had in the early 2000s, but just nude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
The nude white rapper show.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would like their
flavor of nude love.
Mm-hmm.
I would like them to do I Love Lucy nude. That's what I'm waiting for. Just digitally erase Desi Arnaz's clothing. See what brought him to America.
That would be rad.
See why he was so heartily laughing.
Mm-hmm. See how he plays the bongos now.
So it'll be like Turner Vision, where instead of colorizing, you're neuterizing everything.
Sorry, you go first.
I was just gonna say, let's get Jim Wynorski on the phone.
Oh
yeah, he could do this.
He'd be into it.
Yeah, it would so very much explain why Ricky was always throwing Lucy off stage every time she was trying to join his act, because it was actually an all nude male review, and she was gonna send people home.
That's true.
That makes so much more sense now.
Also, a quick note about Jim Wynorski before we wrap this up. I love and respect the fact that even though he's still making movies about, like, nude hot chicks, he's only casting the chicks that he found hot in the 80s. So, like, they're, like, super old nude hot chicks now. I really like that.
Hey, whoa. Julie K. Smith can age all she wants. She just get her boobs get bigger with age, and her... Oh, my God. Her ass is so tight.
I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying I respect it is what I'm saying. That's fine.
I knocked the shit out of it. That's what I'm saying.
You'd think the studio would tell him to hire 20-year-olds, but...
Well, when you're on a Showtime budget.
What studio?
Yeah. I guess most of these movies is just him calling up girls and, come to my backyard. I got a movie.
Yeah.
Come to my house. We're filming The Hills Have Thighs in my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Starring Julie K. Smith. Do you think Adam wanted me nude? No, that was just the budget that allowed him. He had to cast me in that role.
I thought you were going to say, do you think he wanted me nude? No, I just took all the clothes off.
See, you said budget, and I was just like, we can't afford any more clothes. Just go out there as you are.
Yeah. Hey, I'm here, Adam, but all my clothes were shipped to Tijuana. I'm just going to have to come on nude.
All right, let's do it. Roll B camera.
Mm-hmm.
B
is for butt. Jinx.
That's good. Yeah. Jinx somebody on the podcast so they can't talk. I get it.
I get
it. Oh, I just like saying Jinx. That's all.
But maybe
it's just his favorite Pokemon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I would like to see you and Adam Rifkin's naked collaborations go further, and you could be in the sequel and be in Detroit Cock City.
Son of a bitch, you beat me to the joke. Everybody's beating me to my jokes because I haven't slept lately. And also, I love Detroit Rock City.
That's your problem.
Okay, well, I'm going to take a deep cut. I'm going to take a deep cut Adam Rifkin one, and you can star in The Dick Backward.
I did. It was called Reality Show.
Well, there we go.
The day we were filming, it was 30 degrees in California at 6 a.m. My dick was inside me, hence backwards.
Oh, seriously, The Dark Backwards is a good movie. Why didn't anybody talk about that flick?
Because it was made... never mind.
Yeah, never mind.
And I guess that wraps up the show.
Oh, wait. Can I just tell you something real quick? And this is to kind of one-up our... Or not one-up, but to just put a capper on our beef to make sure that we've squashed it 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to make you aware that Julian Sands appears on an episode of Law & Order Special Victims Unit. Season 7, episode 2, and it's a pretty fucking awesome episode.
I'm going to write this down.
It's on Hulu.
Is he on trial for being a warlock?
Well, sort of, because he doesn't remember raping the chick, but then there's a twist.
Ooh, I love it when there's a twist.
It's kind of a warlock twist, and it's kind of like, oh, his poor butt twist.
Oh, no. I mean, to be fair, if this is going where you're imagining it's going, I mean, it is Julian Sands. Who could resist?
That's true. And speaking of great Hollywood penises. Julian Sand, A number one. He's the cock of the walk.
The Duke of New York, A number one.
Well, that is the show. We've gone way past the timer. If we had a producer, they would be very mad. Actually, Josh is the new producer. You should have been getting mad.
For everyone to know, I bought the producership off of producer Muhammad for a pack of smokes and some nice t-shirts he had.
Were they pictures of boobies?
Yeah, no, they weren't boobies. They were tastefully done bikini shirts. There were there was no nudity involved because Bubba the Love Sponge's wife was not there. See that? It's because Muhammad has a thing for the wives of podcast hosts as well. I may have also sold him somebody's wife, Parker. but that's neither here nor there.
I was wondering why I haven't seen my wife in a while. That explains it.
Well, just aren't you supposed to be recording whatever's going on then? That's how it works with Bubba.
Yeah, yeah, he just stands in the corner like a creep.
Apparently.
How weird that a guy named Bubba the Love Sponge would be a creep.
Might be a creep.
It's too bad when you said creep, we didn't have a TLC drop.
Yeah, I got no drops these days.
Or a Radiohead drop. Or a...
But that's the go-to creep.
Head drop.
Everybody forgets about the TLC.
You got to take the deep cut creep.
Mm-hmm.
Deep cut creep.
That's right.
That's a good name for a band.
This is turning way too ghoulish. We should probably wrap this up.
I had something I was going to say, and I don't remember because I wasn't prepared for anything tonight. But I'm glad you guys allowed me to come in and bring the show down, minorly exponentially.
It sounds like you're as prepared as you are to record a weekly show.
I am. Mm-hmm. That's actually the funny thing is I think we're going to do one tonight. So I figured it would be funny if I did somebody else's show before I did my own. But, anytime I don't do my own show, I'll come on here and talk about it. And even if I don't, I'm the new producer and I'll show up whenever I feel like it. Cause isn't that how most producers are? I'm one of those Hollywood mogul producers from the 70s who, doesn't look at the movie until it's finished like Exorcist 2.
You're just in the cocaine room.
Exactly.
I do get the feeling that Joe Rogan's producer, Brian Redband, just refuses to leave the studio. And that's how he got the job. So that's how it works. And that's how he got...
They tried taking him to the Olive Garden that one time, and that didn't work out.
That's true. That's how he had the job here for a brief period. But so I would like to thank Josh and Jeremy for being on this program and squashing all beefs.
Fake beefs have been squashed.
Nice. All these fake beefs have been squashed. I will. I have unblocked you, and I will go back to liking Acid Pop Cult, as I think I blocked them too.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like when you blocked me, like I went to all the pages. I was like, man. And then once you unblocked me, I was like, man, I got to go back and like everything. I'll get to it.
Yeah.
Because I know how much you love uneven numbers, so I'll help you out with that.
No, I like the even numbers.
I know, that was the joke. I'll wait until you need an even number, hit me up, and I'll go like it.
Oh, nice. Sweet. That would be very
helpful.
I'm
on deck.
I think, yeah. Speaking of which, I think we're at 203 likes on Facebook. So next time somebody likes us, I'm going to need you to help out. Get to that 205.
At Pool Party Radio. Never mind. At facebook.com/poolpartyradio. Use the second one.
Yes, but before we plug our stuff, I want you guys to plug your stuff, Jeremy and Josh, of podcasts that aren't our podcasts normally.
Man, some douchebag named Josh has asked me to befriend him on Skype.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm setting up contacts and networking for the shows I'll do next year.
So, I'll go ahead and start with the plugs. You can find my podcast at Acid Pop Cult on Twitter or facebook.com/acidpopcult or acidpopcult.wordpress.com. We're on the iTunes and the Stitchers, but the only way to get all the episodes is if you go to acidpopcult.wordpress.com, where we are right smack dab in the middle of our Blaxploitation month. And also you can like the Bad Karma Body Count, our celebrity death pool, at facebook.com/Bad Karma Body Count, in which Parker, you are a member, And I think that might be one of the times that we made fun of you because you only picked two people.
Yeah, it's like a really hard website to navigate. I didn't know who was in my list and like who other people picked. It's a real hard website.
Well, yeah, that was the whole thing. Nobody knew who anybody else was picking until the site went live. But their server does suck. But that being said, it's like, you know, you get more points for having like solo picks and stuff. And so that's kind of the challenge. Like if everybody were to pick Justin Bieber, then if he dies from an overdose or, you know, drag racing at 30 miles per hour, then, you know, everybody would get the same amount of points and it wouldn't be no fun that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every 15th of every month, you can go in and do trades and drops and ads and stuff. But the only caveat to that is they have to be solo picks and it's first comes first serve. So like, during last month we were really upset because Tiffany Shepis wasn't in the database. So we had her, added just because I thought, you know, Linnea Quigley, Brink Stevens, they're all there. Like, you know, all Scream Queens should be in there.
Mm-hmm.
So we had Tiffany Shepis added. So if you go in on the 15th of, say March, and you're the first one to grab Tiffany Shepis and nobody else can grab her. And then if she dies, you're the only person that gets points for her death.
Nice.
In our league. So it's very confusing. You know what? You should, you know, have Lee and Jason Price of Icon versus Icon, .com. They know they're the ones that set it up. And I'm drunk. So what I said was probably only half right.
Well, I'll look into it. I'll check it out on the 15th then. It was like just a very hard website to get around, but I do like the idea. I like when people die.
Yeah. And I don't know, Jason, we invited you, but you know, you didn't want to play death with us.
I'm pretty bad at that game and I just get really personal and bitter anyway. Parker remembers.
Yeah.
yeah. Also, I figure everybody's going to be mad because I picked like John Carpenter and George Romero. They're like, they're fucking Hollywood treasures. How could you pick them? I was like, well, have you seen them at a convention? They look like they're going to die at their table.
Mm-hmm.
They've looked like that for 20 years. That's the thing.
Right.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe it's year 21. Who knows?
That's the spirit.
I don't want them to die. I just want to, if I win the death pool, then I don't have to send people shit. You know what I mean?
I think a bigger shocker would be Tom Savini because he still looks fit as hell.
Yeah. He could
gym jacket and fucking drop a barbell on his throat as he's having a heart attack.
Yes.
Or misplaced squid and bursts on him and takes out a chunk of his life. I actually did pick John Carpenter for my last one this year. Yeah, just for the non-competitive one that we have. We don't even have a prize this time.
The minor league.
Yeah. Well, nobody ever wins.
In the farm league, death pool.
Mm-hmm.
In my fantasy league, death pool.
Yeah.
Well, that's the really cool thing about it. And for a while, we were like top five rank on the Doug Stanhope site. We've gotten really, really good. We've gotten to become really good acquaintances with the Doug Stanhope Celebrity Death Pool runners. Like we're constantly in contact with them and shit, like about the rules and everything. And we're not a pay to play league. This year we're just doing it for fun. And like for the first person that had somebody die, you know, we sent them out some gifts. Jason Price from Icon versus Icon, he sent out some gift cards and whatnot. And we're getting ready to do another contest soon. So, you know, hopefully Parker, you know, if Clive Barker kicks it, you might win something.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
but yeah, on the 15th, I would definitely
kicks it. Sorry. No. I just got sad thinking about that.
Yeah, I think I did. I think that's one of the other episodes where I made fun of you. So I do apologize. Yeah,
I will
in advance.
Win a lifetime of depression.
Remember, all beefs are squashed now, so you can't catch up on the back catalog and be like, hey, they're still making fun of me because those were already recorded.
That's understandable. That's part of the rules of squashing beef. I respect that.
Right on.
Speaking of squashing beef, I do want to squash the beef real quick. Between us and integrity. Last week we did a news story in the lightning round about Crystal Pepsi coming back.
Oh yeah.
And that was
I brought this up.
Yeah, that was a fake story.
Shit, that's the first thing I was gonna drop on you when I unpreparedly came on the show.
Yeah, Mike Dick also mentioned it, and I went back and reread that story, and it's written like a straight news piece, like there are no actual jokes in it. And then the top comment on it is it's it, like the top commenter says, hey, you know, when you do satire, it's supposed to be funny. This is just misinformation. Mm-hmm. So I don't feel too bad about it, but
yeah. But then I saw like the website's mission statement, and I don't understand what the existence of that website is, other than, you know, maybe they're getting some really good ad revenue by jerking people around like that, because I really wanted some Crystal Pepsi.
The last line of that article was actually one of the worst attempts at humor in that article, where it's like the CEO of Pepsi says, yeah, we're going to put out other drinks that are just as gross. It was pretty bad. Anybody did a search for it, I think we're trying to say we're sorry.
Sounds like something I would have written on Facebook.
Are we saying?
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, yeah, if you do satire badly, you're just lying to people.
Well, that's something Josh and I have in common.
Yeah. Speaking of having things in common, me and Frisbee have something in common in that we both do Pool Party Radio, which you can find at poolpartyradio.com. We're on iTunes. Leave us ratings and reviews. We need to have more ratings than Rotten Rantings. That's our life's goal, is to always have more ratings than them. So if you could leave us some, that would be great.
You need tits on your show, and then you'll get more ratings. I learned that with Icon versus with Acid Pop Cult, and then the tits left, and I was like, shit.
I'm shirtless right now. This is going to be great.
Yeah, we're all shirtless today to get more ratings.
We did forget. Everyone needs to go to my website, jamesgunn.com. You can see the trailer for my new movie coming out, Guardians of the Galaxy. It looks pretty sweet. It's got middle fingers. I think you guys are going to like it.
Yeah, I don't like that Parks and Rec guy, but everything else is shaping up pretty good.
It took me a minute to go, wait a minute, is that the guy from Parks and Rec that does like really dumb things? Now he has a six-pack? Weird.
It is.
Here's an inside scoop. If you guys ever want Tiffany Shepis to interact with you on Twitter, just tweet her something and then hashtag it James Gunn, and she'll probably think it's me or a friend of mine, and so she'll respond to you. That's a little inside joke that we have, is we hashtag everything James Gunn.
I always do that anyway, just because I love James Gunn.
Yeah, well, there you go.
But she's actually going to be at a horror convention that I might go to next month, so I'll be sure to go up to her and get her to sign my copy of Super.
Do that. tell her that, you know, you and I are bros, and she'll treat you like family, maybe.
Or she'll spit on me.
Well, she might. One of her things is sometimes she'll have a salt shaker and she'll throw it at you, and she'll yell, "You've just been assaulted."
That's a pretty good joke. I like that joke.
That was in the drunker Shepis days, though. She's mellowed out. She's gotten married. She's got another kid. She's mellowed out, but, you know.
That still sounds like the way I'd want somebody to be if I'd never met them before.
Yeah. There you go.
Email us at poolpartyradio@gmail.com. Check out the Pod Awful channel. Check out Junk Food Dinner. It's a podcast about cult movies that I don't mention enough on this show, but I probably should, maybe. Junkfooddinner.com. We just had 200 episodes.
It's RoboCop time.
It's going to be so RoboCop.
The bad ones.
Yeah, the awful ones. I do want everybody to know that I work for Dick Jones. Follow Frisbee on Twitter, SoftHand667. And until next week, this is Parker for Jason Razorman, King of the Burbs, SoftHand667, Frizzman, and Jeremy Morrison, and Josh from Mandertainment Weekly. Saying thanks for having fun.
It's just been revoked?
Oh, you son of a bitch. You cocksucker.
I do not understand this reference.
That's how I,